This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And finally today, even though we spent part of the last segment trashing Valentine's Day, we're not totally unromantic. So we're going to end the show with a story about the science of sweetness. And when I say sweetness, I'm talking about the sweetness of candies. Caramels, to be precise. My co-host Anthony is out reporting today, but he spent part of yesterday at McCrae's Caramels in the Hyde Park neighborhood of Boston. And he has this story about one couple's decision to take a big chance and pursue their dream of going into the candy-making business.
That's the butter.
So it all starts with butter. Lots of butter. Then sugar, molasses, cream, and more sugar. And for this particular batch, some fresh ginger.
So when we do a new flavor, we start right back at the stove.
Welcome to McCrae's, a small business in the heart of Hyde Park dedicated to the science and business of handcrafted caramels. Among the flavors here, ginger, maple, vanilla, rosemary, truffle sea salt, and my favorite, a caramel made with Ardmore single malt scotch. Think about it. Sugar, butter, and booze. Talk about a perfect combination of sinful deliciousness.
The Ardmore has a real nice, heavy, earthy, smoky finish. It's, yeah. It's very, very nice.
And there's also that balance of how much do we want to pour into a batch. Realizing
so that's Jason McCrae and his wife, Kate Mitch-Morizon, who started McCrae's about 2.5 years ago.
45 pounds.
So what's the secret of great caramel?
I would say patience. I was there as Jason was developing the recipe. And you stand over the stove and stir for sometimes 90 minutes, sometimes 2 hours, depending on how you're cooking your batch. It took a long time.
And I'm spreading it in the pan so that it won't overflow the edges.
Once all that butter, sugar, cream, and molasses have all cooked down, it gets poured out on a big cake
batch.
Pan.
The chocolate, just so gorgeous.
Looks like cake batter.
It does.
So this is a 4 or 5 gallons of?
15 to 17 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a huge, beautiful cake pan of warm, hot chocolate.
You got it. It's too hot to touch.
Yeah, very hot.
Yes.
Then it cools and gets rolled out by hand into a 30-foot-long snake and fed into an antique packaging machine that cuts it up, wraps the individual caramels, and shoots them out like bullets from the barrel of a gun.
80 to 100 a minute, depending on how well the machine is operating.
It's an amazing-looking machine, I mean, with all kinds of gears and cogs and bright red and nicely oiled machinery.
These were used in the early 1900s on the boardwalks, and so they were made so that you could wheel it out of your shop onto the boardwalk and fascinate everyone into buying candy.
I want candy, bubblegum and taffy, skip to the sweet shop with my sweetheart Sandy, got my penny safe so I'm a sugar daddy.
Now, here's the thing about Jason McCrae and Kate Mitch-Morizon. They're both trained as scientists, biologists, actually. And Kate has expertise in chemical biology, which it turns out to be a pretty useful background to have in this business.
This is all about chemistry, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you want to have the perfect temperature. Temperature dictates sort of the final hardness of the final cooled-off candy. And we like to slow cook it to develop all those nice flavors that we get.
I always loved the biology aspect. I love organisms. I love, fascinated by the natural world. And that transitions, though, to the chemistry of things that are just wonderful, like a caramel. So to taste the difference between something where we didn't get it right and something where we did, that piece is what really interests me.
You sound like a vintner when talking about it.
I mean, we feel that way about our about our candy. Because once you start to feel the process, that's when you start to be in love, I guess. Yeah,
love. They clearly love this business. In their small headquarters, a staff of 5 churns out as much as 100 pounds of caramels a day and sells them to 50 different stores and markets around the region. But they sort of stumbled into all of this. Back in 2009, Jason McRae was actually working for an insurance company that got bought up and moved out of state. He could have moved his family, but he didn't want to. So he and Kate took the plunge and moved into candy making.
So I was very much entrenched in love with Boston. So I had some free time, wasn't really interested in leaving the city. And with that free time, just was really messing around in the kitchen. I love candy. I've made candy my whole life. My mom used to make tons, just ridiculous amounts of candy, cookies at the holidays. And so ever since I was little, it's just that's what you do in the kitchen. So I was making all this stuff, messing around.
This is my, the wife's perspective was, you know, after a few months of looking for a job to replace the insurance job, our anniversary was rolling around, and I just insisted that we go away together for our 15th anniversary. And we went up to Acadia National Park. So we went up there and rode our bikes all over Acadia and stopped at junk shops along the way.
Junk shop.
And,
right.
And this started getting, it opens up your mind. It starts to give some new food to your soul of thinking, what do we want to do? We started thinking ice cream. We love to make ice cream too. And we got a old crank ice cream machine, thought about making it into something we could use as a bicycle power.
But
the thing is, the juices were flowing. And we came home, and then the caramel started coming off the stove. Jason was making these amazing batches of caramel and giving them to friends. And, you know, the encouragement from them was incredible. It was almost something that once it started, it just took on a life of its own in a lot of ways.
It kind of spiraled out of control. And just sort of really thought about what it would really take. What would this really look like? How would you actually kind of make this happen? And I'm kind of a compulsive, systematic person by nature. Are you laughing?
No.
Yes.
I'm happy that you are.
And, you know, it just all sort of fell into place.
Although I will say it was a huge opportunity. We saw it as an opportunity. At that time, I still had an outside job, and people would say, "You're really letting him do this? He's not sending out resumes anymore?" And I said, you know, he has something here, and he's really happy, and this feels like, you know, us a lot of ways. A lot of the things we've been talking about over our years together, the path is right there for us. And
what was the hardest part? I mean, what was the hardest part of letting go of the past life, I guess, and embracing this one?
Uncertainty. You know, from we have a paycheck every week, but the way that we work together is we remind each other that we're up to something.
It's scary, but I always like to tell people, you know, like the old thing, like if I knew what it was, I wouldn't do it. But then I always try and remind myself, you know, the corollary to that is you have to look back and see what you've accomplished too, because that's also something you wouldn't have accomplished if you hadn't have done this crazy thing. And the more you build on that, the more you realize you can actually kind of pull it off, and you build a strong team around you, and we've had nothing but encouragement from all the people that we respect.
So goals for the future, do you see you becoming global? And
I do have a goal. I want to be like a national brand. The ultimate goal for me, I think, would be really cool to be have an American caramel in France.
Why is that? Tell me why.
Well,
that goal.
I think there's a lot of perception and expectation that French have the best caramel, and I think we make the best caramel.
And to have the French appreciate McRae's would sure feel good. We just love the idea of it.
All right, so I have to say something. So we're on radio, so people can't see you guys. You're all trim, you know, and you're in the candy business. How does that work? People who devote their life to the magnificent ways to deliver sugar, cream, and butter. How do you stay looking as well as you do?
We're all pretty active, I think, but it's a fair question.
We do worry about it.
Yeah, we do.
Well, so far you seem to be handling it pretty well.
Thank
you.
The other thing. Yeah. Make sure the we don't make our dentists too upset.
All right, well, thanks, guys, so much. So I'll try this chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. That's Kate Mitch-Morizon and her husband, Jason McRae, owners of McRae's Candies in Hyde Park. You can see pictures of them and their candy-making business at RadioBoston.org. You give me a sweet tooth, I got a sweet tooth, give it for the taste.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.